Hello and welcome to Tip TV Education. And as always, it gives me great pleasure to welcome onto the show Corvin, who is the founder or co-founder of CCFX. How are you today, Corvin?
Very good, thank you. Good morning.
Good, good. Lots to get through. Obviously, educational segment on Tip TV. And we're going to talk about today
portfolio construction. So quite a technical term, but the underlying idea is how do you make use of all available tools that are at your disposal?
Okay, good stuff. So let's have a look at the first slide.
So a lot of people focus on one asset, let's say a currency pair, and one system. And then they try to flog it to death until they squeeze everything out of it. Mm-hmm. And the problem with that is that the markets change. You might not get it right. The parameters of the system have to be readapted. It becomes very difficult. So why not look at other methods of improving your profits? Because that's ultimately the name of the game. And so the thing we'll cover today is the idea of portfolio construction, which actually means find lots of different market building blocks that you can combine to obtain an overall much better result.
So you're saying rather than just stick on one FX pair, look at other options out there to enhance your portfolio?
Yes, diversify, because it actually turns out to be much easier to look at various asset classes and systems rather than just to focus on one and try to perfect that to the nth degree.
Good, good. So next up we have, what is portfolio construction?
What is it? So first of all, let's recap. What's the point of generating profits? So it's about controlling the downside, letting the upside take care of itself, and obviously that's what a lot of people say, but the key to doing these two things is to be able to employ leverage to really squeeze out the returns. That's the point about controlling the downside. When you control your risk and you have risk control in place, you can leverage better. And so there's two ways of doing that. One way is to try to fiddle with the system, as I said, improving your stop losses, trailing stops, or God knows what. The other one is to understand that you can use the notion of hedging, which in essence means that you find two assets which don't actually move in sync. So when one goes up, the other one goes down, or vice versa. If this asset class or trading system has a drawdown period, the other one makes money, and that overall smooths your profit, your P&L stream, which is the key, because then your downside truly is controlled. So the idea here is of finding hedging tools.
Okay, and next up.
So the key concept here about hedging is the idea of correlation. So we're just going to briefly recap what correlation is. So correlation is a measure of how in sync these two assets move. So we're going to look at two things. One is perfect correlation, which is on this slide. And as you see, both assets move in sync in terms of returns. Both go up at the same time. Both go down at the same time. And so if you were to trade and buy these two, your risk actually gets amplified because effectively you're trading the same thing. So the opposite of this is, of course, perfect anti-correlation on the next slide, where they move completely out of sync. When one goes down, the other one goes up. And so effectively, their P&L stream nullifies, cancels itself out. Obviously, in the real world, you'll never get such a perfect match. I mean, one could possibly think of euro, dollar, and dollar Swiss on the currency side, which are quite perfectly anti-correlated, just because of the nature of the beast. But usually, it's difficult to find. But the name of the game here is find things which are negatively correlated.
Okay.
And so to look at a specific example, we'll look at the S&P 500. Mm-hmm. Obviously, over the last 10 years, it's gone up, so that's fantastic. It also suffered a 50% drawdown back in 2008 on the great financial crash. So the question here is, how could we have smoothed out this P&L stream and then employed leverage to make even more money?
Okay, next up, we've got...
So, obviously, it's well known that stocks and bonds move in opposite direction. Mm-hmm. Bonds tend to be seen as safe haven, equities as risk. So when risk is on, people sell their bond holdings to get cash to then invest in equities. And we can measure the correlation between the two, and it turns out to be minus 31%. So let's forget about the maths, necessarily the number. What it says is that on average, or a third of the time, they tend to move in opposite directions. And we can visualize that by looking at the actual monthly returns of these two assets. And so we look here at the time frame. Each of these bars is a monthly return. The blue ones are the S&P. The orange ones are the bonds. And as you can see, as the equities move up, bonds move down, and vice versa. Yes, sometimes they'll move in sync. Mm-hmm. It's not a perfect anti-correlation. It's minus 31%, but there's still that hedging effect, as we can see. So that would mean that if we were to add our bonds to our S&P mix and get this mixed together, we should actually be able to smooth out our returns. So let's do that, where we invest equally in both, mm-hmm. 50% of our capital in both. And indeed, by looking at that P&L stream, we actually end up with almost the same return over this time period. But our drawdown went from minus 50% to minus 24%. So that's actually very interesting, because mm-hmm. that's ultimately what people try to do when they control their downside. So what does this mean if we manage to reduce our drawdown? It means, well, assuming we are equity kind of people and we have the risk appetite for equities, i.e. we could live with the minus 50% we experienced before, double the leverage. Mm-hmm. Of course, if we double the leverage, what we obtain next is the same drawdown as before, but more than twice the return. And that's here the key concept of portfolio construction. Yes. Hunt out things which hedge each other, smooth the drawdowns, but then that means you can amplify. So if you move to the next slide. In conclusion, this is the key concept here. Mm-hmm. Professional traders don't just fiddle with a system. They're actually quite happy to come up with something that's pretty mediocre and then diversify the hell out of it. Mm-hmm. A classic example, for instance, is in high-frequency hedge funds that maybe look to scalp equities. They don't just perfect it for one equity name. They actually realize that they might have an edge of 0.5% or less on that particular single name, but they trade 1,000 single names, mm-hmm. and then that adds up. So that's here the key message. Don't try to flog a dead horse. Hunt in lots of different pools.
And when you're talking about hedge fund managers or portfolio long-only fund managers, they'll be using this process. So they'll obviously be aware of the equity space, but are increasing their returns by and almost hedging with bonds underneath. So this is something that's industry-wide that top fund managers are doing, and individual investors need to obviously look at what these fund managers are doing and replicate that to some extent.
Absolutely. It's not that difficult, because, you know, bonds, ultimately, if you want to buy single bonds, single issuance, yes, they're OTC, and you have to be maybe in the intradealer market. Mm-hmm. However, nowadays, you've got a proliferation of ETFs that replicate or index these bonds. So for individual investors, it's very straightforward. They exist also as CFDs or spread betting, so you can employ the leverage. So it's not exactly rocket science to diversify. And of course, we just cover two asset classes. There's also commodities. There's maybe even real estate via REITs, REITs. And so ultimately, you can look in lots of different places. And that's really the great thing, because then rather than killing yourself to have the perfect entry and have the perfect stop loss, you can create a portfolio that amplifies over time. Now, interestingly enough, when we looked at that performance with the bonds and the equities, we doubled our performance, which is great, actually. If you employ the perfect Kelly leverage, you'd have even bigger returns on that. To bear in mind, we're not talking here about getting 100% a month, because ultimately that's not possible. You'll probably blow up your account. But it'll definitely enable you to generate consistent profits year in, year out. And that's really ultimately the name of the game. So it's having a long-term vision and strategy in place and not wanting to get rich quick overnight, which is what most people mm-hmm. tend to want to do.
Get rich slowly.
Yes, absolutely.
Fantastic. Colvin, thank you very much for joining us today. Lots to think about, but certainly, I'll be taking something away from that for my own portfolios. Thank you.
Thank you very much.